This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is warning of the dangers posed by online leaks of highly classified documents about the Ukraine war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pentagon with spokesman Chris Marr.
They present a very serious risk to national security.
And the White House.
We're worried that these documents are out there.
Where National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the administration's bracing for more releases.
The truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know. And is that a matter of concern to us? You're darn right it is.
The administration's been careful not to authenticate any information in the releases, which involve U.S. military efforts in Ukraine and intelligence surrounding other nations. Still, they've sent shockwaves through the government. The Justice Department's opened a criminal investigation into the leaks, and the State Department's talking with allies to reassure them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to enhance his nuclear arsenal in practical and offensive ways. State media said that he made the remarks while meeting with military officials to discuss war preparations and face over their rivals' frantic military exercises, as he puts it. Both North Korea's weapons test and U.S. military drills in South Korea have intensified recently. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports former President Donald Trump is due back in New York for another legal matter.
Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit alleges the former president and his company, the Trump Organization, misled banks and others in part by providing them with annual financial statements that misstated the value of prized assets, including golf courses and hotels bearing his name. James, a Democrat, is seeking $250 million and a ban on Trump doing business in the state.
AP's Norman Hall. This is VOA News. China's military declared that it is ready to fight after completing 3 days of large-scale combat exercises around Taiwan that simulated sealing off the island in response to the Taiwanese president's trip to the U.S. last week. China says the combat readiness patrols, named Joint Sword, were meant as a warning to the self-governing Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory. The national emergency over the COVID-19 pandemic has officially ended. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more details.
President Biden signed a bipartisan congressional resolution bringing the national emergency to a close behind closed doors. It allowed the government to take sweeping steps to respond to the virus and support the country's economic health and welfare systems. Some of the emergency measures have already been successfully wound down, while others are still being phased out. However, the public health emergency, which underpins immigration restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border, remains in effect for now. It is set to expire on May 11th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security forces in northwest Nigeria's Amfara state continue looking for women and children gunmen abducted over the weekend. More from VOA's Timothy Obiezel.
Zamfara State Police authorities say rescue operations by security forces and local vigilantes resumed Monday morning for 9 people, not the 80 that were reportedly abducted over the weekend. The victims, mostly young women and children, were abducted from Wanzamai village as they wandered into the bush to fetch firewood used widely for cooking. Authorities say the bandits were on the run from an expanding crackdown by security forces when the kidnappings happened. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News.
Police say a Louisville bank employee armed with a rifle opened fire at his workplace, killing 5 people. Louisville Metro Police Department chief identified the shooter as Connor Sturgeon. He was killed by police responding to the shooting on Monday. When Villarreal also said that the shooter live-streamed the attack. An emotional Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said he lost a close friend in the shooting. At least 9 other people were wounded in the attack, including a police officer who had just graduated from the academy on March 31st. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.